Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bonikowski. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Bonikowski. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Zipfel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Zipfel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is called out on strikes. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Green. Bright reaches second base with a double. O'Connell scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bright scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hirsel moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hirsel moves to third. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to home to get Pearsall. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Zipfel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Retzer hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Joe Bonikowski. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field. Zipfel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zipfel. Allen scores. Mincher moves to third. Green moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins 1. The Senators will come to bat. Georges Miranda now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stenhouse for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field. Zipfel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Banks pinch hits for Georges Miranda. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Zipfel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is walked intentionally. Lee Stang now pitching. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hamlin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chuck Cotter pinch runs for Danny O'Connell. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Cottier moves to second. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bright for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Retzer is walked intentionally. Claude Osteen pinch runs for Ken Retzer. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Bud Zipfel. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Hamlin scores. Cottier moves to third. Osteen moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Senators, 3. Ray Moore now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Cottier now playing second base. Bob Schmidt now catching. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 3 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Bright reaches second base with a double. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bright moves to third. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.